We're pleased to welcome in, well, on the hotline at least, West Fargo girls basketball head coach Mike Benson. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So, I mean, we'll just jump right into it for you. Your team on what was Thursday improved to 5-1 on the year, and you really kind of took down a very solid Shanley team handily. I mean, and you got production from your entire team. What is it, the mentality of your team been like this year? I mean, you're on a hot 5-1 start.
Well, we've just been preaching to our kids, let's just get 1% better each day. Let's just try and get a little bit better each day. And let's just work as hard as we can. Let's have as much fun as we can. You know, let's be the best teammate that we can. And, you know, good things will happen.
And I mean, you have, it just seems as though a different young lady comes out and just plays absolutely lights out every game. You had Mariley Simon, who came out and had 32 points on Tuesday night. And then the game we had on Thursday, it was Ashlyn Demert. She had 22 points. She knocked down 6 3-pointers. Is that a mentality of your team to, I mean, whoever's hot that night to get them the ball and take the shots? Or is it just in the flow of the offense where they just end up having to knock down the handful of shots they get that game?
Well, you know, we actually were shooting poor the first few games. We were having a hard time putting the ball in the basket. But all the shots that we're taking are shots that I feel very confident in each of the kids taking. And it just so happens that sometimes somebody else is just a little bit hotter that night. And, you know, Ashlyn's a great shooter. She's put a lot of time in the summer, you know, a Valley City State commit. So she's a very capable shooter. And, you know, obviously Mariley, she's had a couple of real good and real efficient games these last two games, which, you know, we expect out of her as well. So, yeah, I know we've been just preaching share the sugar because there's a lot of stuff to go around this year. We got a lot of kids that are capable.
Yeah, that's what it seems as though. Like in that game against Shanley, yeah, Ashlyn Demert with 22, Chloe Fowler at 18, Riley Simon with 16, and then Bryn Giesen had 11. So you're looking right there. That's four young ladies in double figures. He ended up with 7 scoring in total. It seems like that team, especially kind of coming off that Davies game where they ended up in the second half, like you said, they just didn't shoot very well. But it just seems like after that couple of weeks, the chemistry in this younger team being led by those two seniors in Demert and also Giesen, that they just seem to be having a lot more fun now, and their flow and the chemistry just seems to be there.
Yeah, there's no question. We've been pretty lucky here the last few years that I've been here that, you know, everybody gets along real well. And, you know, one of the things that's funny about that is we try to teach them how to hold each other accountable a little bit. And when they like each other so much that sometimes that's even more difficult than what it usually is. But, you know, there's a great group of kids. Everybody's accepting their role. Everybody's happy for everyone else's success. And, yeah, it's just a real special group right now.
Coach Jace Denman here. I mean, I look at your roster, and I know I said this when I did a game with James when you guys played Fargo Davies, but only two seniors on this roster. You've got a couple of sophomores and Chloe Fowl and Riley Simon starting for you. Obviously, the future is very bright for West Fargo basketball. But are there certain areas you're kind of looking to see the team improve upon as the season goes? Because you've got Devil's Lake and Fargo Davies in the EDC, and that's some tough competition. So what are some things you really want the girls to work on, to progress on this season, to get them ready come tournament time?
I think the main thing is being consistent. And, you know, in the big games, your best players have to come ready to go. And there's no question, you know, as a coach, you got to let the kids are the ones that have to execute. The kids are the ones that have to come out and play and be ready to go. And we just put them in the positions that we think is best. We give them a game plan that we think will give us the best chance to win. But ultimately, you know, those kids have to come out and be ready to rock and roll. So that's kind of the big thing we've been talking about. With the younger team, it's kind of difficult. You know, you only got two seniors that, you know, it's being a high school kid is sometimes tough with sports and having expectations and having some pressure. But that's the biggest thing that we're looking forward to continuing this year is, you know, let's get consistently come out ready to go, have a nice start, and, you know, deal with those peaks and valleys during those games that are bound to happen. And, you know, you just want to put yourself in position at the end to have a chance to win.
And so when you took down Shanley, they ended up falling to 4-3 on the year. That's a team that most of their core is intact from last season, and they were actually in the state championship game when the tournament got canceled last year. What kind of confidence does that give your team going into a Grand Forks Red River game, who they're also 5-1, so you, between you, Grand Forks, Red River, and Davies are all 5-1, tied for second in the EDC right now. But what does it mean getting just a huge win like that, and then knowing that you have another big tough test, coming up on Tuesday, and just trying to roll with that and take the punches as they go?
Well, there's no question, Shanley's, you know, they've been a really good program these last few years. They did lose two pretty good players last year with Riley Payne and Hadley Huber that were, you know, both 1,000-point scorers and had started for 4 or 5 years or something. So they did lose a couple of really good players, but they've got Mo Hakeem, who's a Division II commit, very, very good player, very tough down low. And then they had another good player, Kate Busick, who's just a terrific player. I'm a big fan of Kate Busick's, and, you know, the best compliment you can give another team is, you know, a game plan to shut those two down. And that's what we tried to do. We were able to wear Busick out a little bit. I think we were cycling in some kids on her to pick her up full court. And, you know, we had a few big bodies down low to bang with Mo. But there's no question, that was the first time since I've been the head coach at West Fargo that we'd beaten Shanley. So first time in about 4 years. So, yeah, I was a happy locker room afterwards.
For sure. I have one final question for you. Your team this year, that hot start, 5-1. Last year you finished at, if I'm correct on this, it was 13-11, and you were right there in it for most of your games, whether you were playing a Fargo Davies, a Devil's Lake, and it just seemed as though you had the lead in most of those games, and they were just ended up slipping away towards the last couple minutes of the game. But it seems that your team, to this point of the season, has not let that happen this year. Do you have to kind of give that over just to that little bit of extra experience this team has now, or is it just they're making their shots when they need to?
Well, you know, it's getting over that hump a little bit is the hardest part. And, you know, you got to give credit to those other programs. And last year, yeah, you're right. We were, you know, we were upper tied with Shanley two out of our three games. Devil's Lake, we were up both of those games, and we ended up letting them slip away. And, you know, those programs just have had that winning mentality. And they just refuse to lose. And where we, you know, we've been just chipping away each year, trying to get better. And, you know, so that's what we're hoping for, is to have that group that, hey, you know, we deserve to be up here with these top dogs now. We're talented enough. We're good enough. We work hard enough. And just have that confidence to finish those games. Because there's no question, there's a few really good teams in the league this year. And, you know, it's kind of a rock fight at the top there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for a couple minutes of your time today, Coach. Good luck against Grand Forks Red River on Tuesday night. Hopefully your team's able to pull out another big win against the EDC foe and improve to 6-1 of the season. Thanks for that time, and have a great rest of your weekend, though.
All right, thanks, fellas. Yep, see ya.
Thanks, Coach. All right.